Ryder Cup week, Whistling Straits in Wisconsin. The Golf Report brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. Pick your favorite Subaru at the Adventure Picking event. And to look ahead to what is always a fun event, haven't had one in a few years, is a longtime pro golfer, Sky Sports golf commentator. Here is Rich Beem making his debut on Overdrive. What's happening, Rich?
Not much. How y'all doing?
Oh, we're excited for the Ryder Cup, man. As a pro golfer yourself and as an American, I mean, what does this week mean for you?
Well, how are you guys excited as Canadians for the Ryder Cup? I mean, you're more President's Cup folks, you know?
Right.
Mike
Weir
is going to come up there in a few years and dominate, right?
Well, we're not exactly jacked up for it, since the only buildup from these Americans is them saying they can't stand it, and one of their players is trying to hit golf balls through a monitor because he's got the long drive competition the day after the Ryder Cup. You talk about, like, not a good tease for the American players, Rich. They haven't exactly, and you've done TV for a long time now. Like, that's not exactly a good tease for the American players.
You know, hey, listen, it's different. It's different than what's gone on in years past, because what has gone on in years past hasn't necessarily worked if you look at our results over the last 10 or so Ryder Cup. So maybe we're just changing it up a bit, right? Maybe it's we're confusing the Europeans into thinking that we really don't care. And on the first tee, Bryson's going to pull out a 7-iron and just bunt it down the middle. You never know. You never know.
you never know. I think that's an interesting strategy, because, like, what is Stricker, the coach, supposed to do about this? I mean, it's all, you're grown men. Koepka doesn't want to be there. Bryson's more interested in the next week. How can Stricker bring this crew together, and what would you expect his game plan to be, specifically with those two players?
Yeah, funny enough, I just got done watching the press conference that Steve and Padraig had. And, you know, I loved what Steve had to say about Brooks, saying that he really doesn't want to be there, or this and that. You know, he says, I've been in the team room for many of these competitions, whether it be the President's Cup or the Ryder Cup, with Brooks. And what he said in that magazine article really doesn't jive with how he is in the team room. And so if Stricker's not reading much into it, then I don't think that we should either. I think that, Brooks basically is going to say what's on his mind. And he's a very open and honest guy. So, but I look at what he said as, you know, what somebody might say if they're asked by a reporter. Now, if Steve Stricker posed that same question to him, he might give him a different answer, because I think when it comes deep down into it, I think that Brooks really likes the Ryder Cup. I think he's pretty fired up for it, but it is different than a major. And I have nothing wrong with what he said, because it's a totally different dynamic. And I think he was just giving a very honest answer about, hey, you know, I wouldn't prepare for a major like this. This is just a completely different scene. And so, if Steve Stricker says that, you know, that Brooks has got a different dynamic in the team room, he would know best, because he's been there and seen that. So I think that Brooks is excited about it. He's got a different way of expressing his excitement about things, which he usually never expresses any excitement about anything, it seems like.
Rich, there's been a lot of talk about Koepka, his comments, Bryson, their feud, and them being teammates. And there hasn't been any talk about two guys who I think could ultimately be the leaders for Team USA and go out and play all the team matches. And that's Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas. Do you not think that those two guys can go out there, possibly be paired together, and really be the leadership group, or be the kind of two of the guys that are catalysts for USA to get things going and win a bunch of points?
Absolutely. I think that those two are definitely can be the leaders, and I think they will be. I think, you know, Dustin Johnson, even though he doesn't say very much, it's kind of quiet in his words, but I think also that DJ is also a leader for our team, because he's played in a number of these Ryder Cups now, and so he knows what to expect on both sides of the pond. I think he's pretty fired up about being there, but definitely Justin Thomas. I think if you look at the maturity that he's got and how he says things, and same thing with Jordan, it's just, you know, they seem to choose their words very carefully, but they also have a lot of passion, a lot of fire in their bellies. And I think those two players going forward, I think they're going to be stalwarts on the Ryder Cup side for a long time. I know Jordan really was kind of on the outside looking in, so thankfully he had this year to play well and make his way onto the team, because last year at this point in time, he wasn't going to make the team. So I think that was a big year for him, and I think he's excited. And I think those two are going to be paired pretty much every single match.
We're chatting with longtime pro golfer and golf commentator Rich Beem. It is Ryder Cup week, and Jon Rahm will feature prominently for the Europeans, number one player in the world. And I'd be curious to get your take on the discussion, the debate that I think a lot of people had that love golf, that follow golf, after Patrick Cantlay won PGA Tour Player of the Year. Do you think that was deserved, or if you were voting, would you have given it to Jon Rahm?
You know, that's a good question. I think that both players, you could have looked either way and made a really good argument for either player on why they should win. I think ultimately, though, it did go to the player of the year. You know, I think that if you look at Patrick Cantlay and his four wins, I still think that, you know, he didn't win a major, but he won some pretty hefty other tournaments, won the FedEx Cup, and played his way into that lead spot going into the final week. So I think that, you know, Jon Rahm certainly had his chances, and not being able to compete in the final round of Memorial, that hurt him. That hurt him drastically. I think if he would have been able to compete then, and if he wouldn't have tested positive for COVID, then I think that you'd be looking at a different result. But ultimately, you got to go by what did happen, and it's John's going to win Player of the Year going forward. I mean, I think he's going to win it numerous times. I think the guy's just way too talented not to. So I think that he is discouraged, as he should be, but he'll have plenty of times going, plenty of other opportunities, and he will win it multiple times throughout his career. But yeah, I mean, I would have voted for Patrick, to be fair. I just think that, you know, winning four times is quite an accomplishment. That's it's pretty amazing stuff considering how strong the PGA Tour is these days.
Rich, we were talking about that golf course they opened up the season on last week, or this prior weekend, and I'm not going to say it was a goat track, but it looked kind of dicey on the tees, on the fairways. And I talked to another tour player that said it's a hell of a golf course, but wouldn't they kind of jazz something up to get kind of some bigger name players? And I know the Ryder Cup's this week, but just jazz it up to some kind of special golf course and make it a little bit kind of on steroids to get more players to play in the opening event?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you look at what's been going on in Northern California with all the if you can hear the growling in the background, that's my one-year-old puppy chasing a ball. But, you know, the season comes around so quickly that guys that are they need some time to decompress before they start up the next year. And, you know, I don't know what you can do about the golf course, just because the simple fact it's written in a contract. They're going to play it, I think it's Silverado Country Club. And yeah, it's a heck of a golf course, but with all the drought conditions and whatnot you had up in Northern California, I think that, you know, not being able to water the golf course like they would have liked to have, it's going to pose, you know, a different type of track, you know. And it's too bad, because it is a pretty strong golf course when they're able to grow the rough up. But, you know, the lack of rough and the dry conditions and all that, you're gonna get some pretty low scores, and you're gonna get some stuff that doesn't look great on TV, but, you know, I promise you, it's probably playing fantastic, just because when you do have dry, firm conditions, usually that's when the golf course is great. It just doesn't look lush on TV. I mean, think of back in 2008 or 7 when Tiger won over in Liverpool. I mean, the golf course was just completely browned out because they didn't have any rain. But I tell you what, it played fantastic, and it was hard. But, you know, it's hard to kind of do anything about that just because of the drought conditions they got up there in Northern California.
Yep, I think that's well put, and I think that's probably what we were witnessing yesterday and throughout the weekend. But will not be the case in Wisconsin. Whistling Straits, Ryder Cup, cannot wait for it. It's going to be a great week. Enjoy it there, Rich.
Yeah.
We'll do it again down the road. Thank you for this.
You got it. Yeah, it's going to look awesome on TV. I can't wait to get there tomorrow.
Good luck with it, buddy. There he is, Rich Beem, longtime PGA Tour player, now on the Champions Tour, golf commentator. He'll be up there at Whistling Straits. It's going to be fun, man. The crowd will be going nuts. Midwest. Nothing wrong with that. It's going to be a fun weekend.